It's Helping Hand. Friday afternoons, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. Through March 17th, Helping Hands Hawaii, they've teamed up with Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union for a baby supply drive for low-income and homeless families with infants and children in the Aloha State, which of course has the single worst homeless crisis anywhere in the United States. We learn more with our guest, Jan Harada, President and Chief Executive Officer of Helping Hands Hawaii. Hey, Jan, welcome back.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. And before we hear about this invaluable baby supply drive, explain to folks who Helping Hands Hawaii are and your mission.
Primarily, we serve some of the most vulnerable in Hawaii. So those are folks who are struggling with poverty, homelessness. We serve adults with mental illness and addiction, families with children, senior citizens. We also serve immigrants by providing interpreters in 20 languages.
At their website, helpinghandshawaii.org, you can learn about the many other things that they're involved in. Through March 17th, donations being accepted at Waipio, Pearl Harbor, airport location, Kapi'olani, EVA locations of Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union, also at Helping Hands Hawaii. So anyone who's listening, if they're a nonprofit and they want to be involved in it in some way, they can reach out to you to figure
right.
out.
They can email us the best way, hhh@helpinghandshawaii.org.
Helping Hands Hawaii's community clearinghouse.
You know, if you're homeless and you're looking to access items we might have available, we do have a one-time walk-in where you can come to our location, 2100 North Nimitz, the corner of Nimitz and Pu'uhale, and get basic items at that time. What you're usually allowed in the walk-in instance are clothes, food, basic things that people need. Then what we say is if you want to be able to return once a month, here is the list of agencies that we partner with that might be in the area where you kind of locate yourself. It's a way to try to link them with services as well with one of our partners.
There's stuff that can be donated used, but there's stuff that must be donated new. The must be new car seats?
Must be new are items that in particular require safety certification. Mm. So those are things like car seats, booster seats, some of the strollers, not all of the strollers, sometimes baby carriers. You know, there's certain things. And then also toiletries have to be new. We can't give out a half-used bottle of shampoo
or baby lotion
or something. Those have to be new as well for health and safety reasons.
So new unopened containers of diapers, wet wipes, baby formula, baby food, baby body wash, baby shampoo, scent dye-free laundry detergent, other items for hygiene. We'll have this list in their online post for this segment. And then there are gently used items
right.
that are cool.
Baby clothes, blankets, those are high need items, towels, bibs, burp cloths, even pacifiers and bottles and bottle warmers and sterilizers, and then, of course, toys.
So those can all be gently used, and you have until March 17th, Helping Hands Hawaii's community clearinghouse and make a donation. You can make your donation at any of the Pearl Harbor Federal Credit Union locations. And any other ways to get involved in this or help out? I'm thinking maybe spread the word to tell other people.
Yeah, but I would say spread the word. Tell your friends and colleagues. Tell your family. Also the folks who might have resources to be able to buy things. You know, just help spread the word.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So then there's a whole bunch of people who maybe don't have kid stuff at all.
Yeah.
Maybe they just think, you know what, I'll send you some money and you can buy things that you think that are falling through the cracks to help these homeless and low-income children.
If they wanted to do a monetary donation for this particular purpose, they would either send a check to us at Helping Hands Hawaii, or they can go to our website and click on the PayPal button, and then in the note, designate and say this is for the baby supply drive.
It's helpinghandshawaii.org, hhh@helpinghandshawaii.org. 536-7234. Email form at their website to contact them that way. Get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at our website, hawaiipublicradio.org. And you've got until March 17th to take advantage of this baby supply drive for low-income and homeless families, infants and children in the Aloha State, which has the unfortunate distinction of having the largest homeless population per capita anywhere in the United States of America. Our very special guest, Jan Harada, Helping Hands Hawaii President and CEO.
And I think the one last thing I wanted to say is, you know, it's interesting because sometimes people might say, why are people having kids then, right, if they're struggling? And what that does is basically punish the kids, you know, or basically,
right.
you know, the kids aren't choosing
the decision to not pay some bill or whatever it is. So, I think you're absolutely right. And I hope people will approach it with an open heart.
Not judging and not assuming you know that person's story.
Well, thanks for doing it. More power to you.
Thanks, Dave.